Come on. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. This is the last part of Paulus F. Falk's recollections of attending Elkhorn College nearly a century ago. After being a student at the college for several winter terms and then working as a farm laborer and ditcher during the summers, Paulus is trying to make up his mind whether he should try to go to college or take up farming. I must admit that when my sister was getting ready to go to Dana, the old longing of going back to school raised its head again. She, of course, did nothing to stifle it, but urged me to at least finish my secondary education. I told her that I felt honor-bound to complete the late summer job I had taken on. She told me to explain the circumstances to the farmer and ask him to release me. And when she left, she took my credits for evaluation. I had now been idle for some time, as I had completed my other work and I was getting very restless. I had a job, but still could not work. I was afraid to start the top work of ditching, for fear of not receiving the tile before winter set in, and so be caught with considerable open ditches with winter coming on. And then I was also awaiting the outcome of the evaluation of my credits. A letter from my sister arrived within the week after she left, and I got the following information. Professor C. X. Hansen had considered my credits, and if I could carry the following course satisfactorily, I could complete the academic year of a high school level in 1 year. This was a course: Advanced Algebra, 1 semester, followed by a semester of Solid Geometry; Plane Geometry, 2 semesters; Chemistry, 2 semesters; Latin 2 semesters, and Bible study, I believe this was 3 times a week, 2 semesters. Furthermore, they would give me 2 years credit on my parochial school German if I could pass an examination. The professor also stated that it was very important that I get started as soon as possible so as not to get too far behind. My sister also informed me that Professor Gaydu had inquired about me and said to tell me that there would be a place for me on the Dana basketball team, and that my old teammate from EHC wanted me to room with him. Well, that letter made up my mind for me, so I went out to the farmer to have a talk with him. He was very discouraged about business with the tile. He had tried another company, but it was the same old story. Too many orders ahead of him, and he didn't know if we could even get started that fall. Then I asked him if he would do me the favor of releasing me from his job, as I now wanted to go back to school. "Well," he replied, "if that's what you want to do, I'll never stand in the way of anyone who wants to get an education. You just go ahead and go back to school. I'll find someone to do the job, if I ever get that tile." I went home and packed my trunk, and the next day I left for Blair, and that is how my days at Dana began in the fall of 1913. During the 1913-14 school year, 82 students attended Elkhorn College, and the faculty consisted of the principal, 3 full-time teachers, and 2 part-time instructors. The 8-month-long school year ended with a deficit of $700 to $800. Under the leadership of Iowa-born Andreas Peterson Jewell, the school managed to become a fully credited academy for 2 years, graduating 6 students from the academic department during that time, 4 of whom transferred to Dana College, and 1 entered the University of Minnesota. In his years there, Paulus Falk saw the transition of the institution from a Danish-English institution to an English-language institution. Except for a few immigrants, English became the principal vehicle of communication, and interest in courses in Danish language and literature waned. Because of the deficit, the following year the school was reduced to a 3-month winter term as a folk high school, or general high school, under the leadership of the local pastor, Reverend Clote. 83 students attended. The 1916-17 school year was the final one for Elkhorn College. It opened again for a brief 3-month session with 73 students in attendance, mostly in elementary English classes. After 39 years of operation, the college in Elkhorn closed its doors on March 1, 1917. I hope you've enjoyed this series on Elkhorn College. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Ha det godt i dag.